Leave me here on the rocks, breathing life by the shoreline, by the shoreline. Face me to the sun and leave me be in the high tide, in the high. I'm not going back to the harbor, I'm not going back to the old life on dry land. So leave me here on the rocks, breathing life by the shoreline, by the shore.
Everybody, that was a little bit of music there by Lanterns on the Lake. I hope you enjoyed it. It's not going back to the harbour. And this song also is about sailing, and it's by it's called Sail On By, and it's from the album Harbour of Songs, which is a kind of conglomeration, something like that. Anyway. With the Young Thanks and Johnny and Lucy Ferrell and all those really good folk people, so you should look for that. But anyway, the reason we're playing it was because this is one of my audio mode days. I don't know which one, I'm afraid. I didn't look before I started recording. But I'm on the train at the moment and I'm using Bus Jock, which is how I'm getting music while I'm speaking. So you can try Bus Jock, go for it. I think it's brilliant. But anyway, that's a little, advert for if you want, but they deserve it, to be honest. It's very, very accessible with voiceover, so on and so forth. Okay, so what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about passports. I got my passport yesterday, my new passport, and I don't know anything about it. Obviously I can apply for it and all that. And when I phoned them to just confirm what I needed to do, they said, oh yeah, you can we can help you do your form online, which I think actually that's what they did. They filled in the form for me with the details I gave them, and then, well, initially to my delight, when they said, would you like Braille, and I said, yeah, so what does that Braille extend to? And they said, it's a label on your passport to tell you which way up it is. And I thought, wow, that's it. So the British government can only give me Braille on my passport that says passport. Last time I had that, they actually spelt it wrong anyway. So that's that. And when you actually think, I mean, apart from the fact that when I got it, I thought, wow, I'm so proud to be a British citizen. Not that you can't be proud to be from any other country, of course, I know I'm speaking to a global audience, but, you know, when you have an official document from your own country that says British citizen or American citizen or Indian citizen or whatever they say on your various passports. And I just thought, wow, this is brilliant. And they're saying how important this document is, and yet I know nothing about it. What does a passport say on it? What is it? And a British passport, what is on it? If someone could come back to me and either read me on Audioboo what it says on your passport, without giving personal information, obviously, but you know, there's all sorts of notes and things like that, and there's some leaflets that came with it, which was all about the British consulate and all that kind of thing. And I just don't know anything about it. It's like, yeah. So that's my audio mo for today. It's not an audio moan, it's an audio mo. Just to sort of ask and to be proud of the fact that I have my new passport, so I now can travel as a British citizen anywhere in the world, pretty much. So yeah, let me know, and I'll speak to you all soon.
And she will ride white horses, through mighty waves will plough. her keel will cut fine courses, and from the starboard bow, keen eyes will watch for breakers where hidden rocks do lie, and the sea dogs cry, sail on by. So many cherished stories with these tributes bound, relics of power and glory, some just like driftwood found, keepsakes of treasured memories, secretly safe within her timbers lie. Sail on by.